good afternoon. It's currently 5:06 and 86 degrees here in Moorhead. I'm Shamari Mosley, and this is Mountain Edition. A mask mandate is once again required while inside a state building in Kentucky. School districts are leaving the option of masking up to families regarding children in grades K through 12. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is launching a new initiative. Nurse practitioners in the Commonwealth are calling for more prescribing authority. And in sports, three major investments will transform key areas at the home of the Kentucky Derby. The weather for tonight is a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 71. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. A mask is once again required while inside a state building in Kentucky. The news from the governor's office comes on a day when nearly 1,600 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in the Commonwealth. Andy Bashir says the requirement isn't just for employees.
We're also going to require all visitors to state buildings to wear one as well. That is to protect each and every one of you and make sure we don't have a cluster outbreak that shuts down different essential services that we provide here in the Commonwealth.
Bashir says the move was made after CDC officials stated even vaccinated individuals can spread the Delta variant of COVID-19. Kentuckians will soon be hearing radio ads featuring their senior senator on the importance of getting the COVID-19 vaccine. A story published by Reuters says Mitch McConnell's 60-second ads will be played on over 100 radio stations across the Commonwealth. McConnell blames misinformation for the low vaccination rates in the country. The new ads will keep in line with the message the minority leader pinned to his Twitter last week. McConnell discusses his experience with the polio virus and the lengths scientists went through to produce three new vaccines amid the pandemic.
I want to underscore in the strongest possible manner I can, and I say this with some authority, as you all know, as a result of being a polio victim myself and being very aware that it took 7 decades to come up with 2 effective polio vaccines. This was done in under 1 year.
The senator also echoes statistics, saying 97% of individuals hospitalized due to COVID-19 have been unvaccinated. Even though the CDC recommends everyone K through 12 continue to mask up regardless of their vaccination status, some school districts, like Carter County Schools, are leaving that option up to families. State officials announced that all state employees and visitors to state buildings must now wear masks to mitigate the spread of the COVID Delta variant. Carter County Superintendent Ronnie Dotson tells WSAZ parents will make the choice for each student.
Certainly, we will recommend that as well and encourage that, but again, we are not going to mandate it.
Dotson says the district encourages those who are unvaccinated to continue wearing a mask in school. Additionally, Carter County will no longer offer a standard virtual option. Only students who have a medical need will be able to learn online. The Clark County School District has a new superintendent. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Stepping into the role is Dr. Molly McComas. She enters the position with over 22 years in public education experience. Prior to Clark County, McComas had served in the Office of Student Services in Scott County Schools since 2017. The Winchester Sun reports she also serves as an adjunct professor of graduate studies at the University of the Cumberlands. McComas replaces former Clark County School Superintendent Paul Christie. The school board voted not to renew his contract in April. That decision came following some disagreement in the district regarding Christie's leadership and communication throughout the pandemic. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is launching an initiative to help those in less fortunate areas across the Commonwealth. The initiative will provide $6.3 million to 130 rural health clinics throughout Kentucky with the goal of alleviating vaccine hesitancy. Primary Care Center's medical director Dr. John Jones tells WYMT News about this time last year was a nightmare for health workers, but things are starting to look brighter as more people are getting their COVID-19 vaccines.
I do think that the funds that were provided by the federal government hopefully will help, kind of help with our education and overcome this hesitancy and put out some good information.
Health officials are wanting to have more people vaccinated to prevent mandates from returning as the upcoming school year approaches. We'll take a look at more of your regional news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
With the Delta variant of COVID-19 making its way across Kentucky, doctors say it's important to be able to distinguish between allergies and the virus. Dr. Rajiv Arora is an allergist in Lexington. He tells WKYT the most important way to distinguish between the two are the symptoms.
If a person's having fevers, chills, you're not going to see fevers and allergies. So that certainly is more concerning for an infection, with obviously COVID being high on the list of possibilities. Other things like muscle aches, body aches, new onset loss of taste or smell, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, those are going to be more concerning for COVID.
Arora says pollen count is relatively low from late July into early August, which makes it easier to distinguish between the symptoms of allergies and the virus. He adds if anyone suspects they may have COVID-19, the most important thing to do is get tested. Nurse practitioners are calling for more prescribing authority in order to fill health gaps in the Commonwealth. In Kentucky, a collaborative practice agreement has to be in place between a physician and an APRN in order for the nurse to write prescriptions. Angela Jesse runs a family practice in Edmonton as an APRN. She tells WYMT the agreement is not effective.
That particular physician does not have to be here. He's actually never been here. He only has to be available if I have a question about prescribing.
The National Council of State Boards of Nursing says there was a decrease in opioid prescribing overall during the pandemic, even with more individuals writing prescriptions. The Federal Emergency Management Agency plans to reimburse some residents who were impacted by severe winter storms. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
FEMA plans to reimburse the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, as well as county and local government offices, with public assistance federal grant funds for the proposed repair or replacement of flood-damaged roads throughout the area. The roads were damaged by severe winter storms, landslides, and mudslides that occurred during the incident period that began on February 8th through February the 19th of 2021, under the major disaster declaration signed in March. Facilities were also damaged by severe flooding, landslides, and mudslides that occurred during incident period that began on February 27th through March the 14th under the major disaster declaration signed in April. Bath, Carter, Elliott, Fleming, and Wolf counties are part of the reimbursement plan, along with several other counties in eastern Kentucky. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
Republican Senator Alice Forgeu Kerr of Lexington announced Wednesday she will not be seeking re-election in 2022. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
Recently, Kerr spearheaded an effort to have a statue of Alice Dunnigan, the first African-American journalist to cover the White House, erected in the Kentucky State Capitol and Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. In 2020, Kerr was one of several Kentucky lawmakers to call for a ban on conversion therapy, but Senate Bill 30 never made it out of committee. WKYT reports Kerr's decision not to run means voters in the 12th Senate District will have new names on the ballot. One name will be Andrew Cooperrider. The Lexington business owner who tried to get Governor Andy Beshear impeached announced his plans to run for the state Senate seat. Kerr has represented Fayette County and the 12th Senate District since 1999. The candidate filing deadline for the 2022 race is January 7th. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts reporting.
Federal reports to bring solar energy to 1 in 4 American households could bring clean energy to communities of all colors, incomes, and backgrounds. Supporters of the 30 million solar homes initiative say boosting participation in the Rural Energy Savings Program and Energy Efficiency and Conservation Loan Program could help finance solar panels for residents. Katie Keenbaum is a senior researcher for the Energy Democracy Initiative at the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. She says communities have much to gain from reducing use of fossil fuels.
In the form of, you know, savings on their electric bills, or maybe, you know, a new job or career opportunity in certain communities with peaker power plants. Maybe those can be retired when more of our energy is coming, you know, locally from our own rooftops and from, you know, our own communities.
According to the report, the federal government would invest a total of $137 billion over the next 5 years for solar energy if the 30 million solar home package is implemented as a whole. Taking a quick look at sports, 3 major investments will transform key areas at the home of the Kentucky Derby. WMKY's Hallie Adams has the story.
Churchill Downs is getting a $135 million facelift, with parts of the redesign expecting to be ready for the 2022 Kentucky Derby. The organization announced renovations to the grandstand area, now called the Homestretch Club, on Wednesday. The $45 million Homestretch Club's creation will downsize the current number of grandstand seats by nearly 2,000, making room for these changes. It is expected to be completed by May 2022 in time for the Run of the Roses. Other upgrades put in place are the Turn 1 experience, a redesigned paddock area, and a $76 million expansion coming to Derby City Gaming in Popple Level Road that will include a new hotel. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, the weather for tonight is a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 71. Friday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 83. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 60. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 79. Saturday night, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible, partly sunny with a high near 79. Sunday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly clear with a low around 60. Monday, sunny with a high near 80. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Tanner Boyd, Hallie Adams, Cassie Stearman, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, and Jonathan Burton. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.